Our next presentation is from Shilpa Jhunjhunwala from Google. Shilpa leads the news partnerships for Google in Australia and New Zealand and is also responsible for the rollout of News Showcase and digital transformation programs across the region. Shilpa, over to you.
Thank you, Lisa, and great job pronouncing my last name. It's not easy. Hi, everyone, and it's great to be here today. I would have loved to see a lot of you in person in Tamworth, but here I am in Melbourne, and very grateful to have the opportunity to address this forum. I have been working with the news industry in Australia and New Zealand for the past 3 years, but particularly in the last year, I've had the opportunity and the privilege to interact with several small, large news organizations and associations here in Australia. Through these interactions, I've gained a profound appreciation for the challenges that are unique to a vast country like Australia, where regional news organizations and journalists serve small, local, and often remote communities with dedication, passion, and resilience. And throughout the day, we've heard several stories from folks like Fiona, Rudy, Donna, several others. Bringing the best of digital tools, technology, and skills to all of you that work or aspire to work in the service of regional journalism remains a core priority for my team and myself. And so today, I would like to use this opportunity to talk to you about the plans that we have built for this year, for 2022, but also particularly with an invitation for you to participate, to engage with us, and to provide us feedback so that we can do better each year. But let's take a step back and look at why. Why are we doing this? And well, this is central to Google's mission. Our mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And news is an essential part of that. So we are committed to the availability of quality news through a diversity of credible sources. The programs that we've put together for this year and that I'd like to discuss map onto the three key pillars of the Google News Initiative, or the GNI. First, to advance the practice of quality journalism. Second, to evolve publisher business models. And third, to empower news organizations through technological innovation. At every step, we also believe that it's critical for us to engage with the news community, share lessons, exchange ideas, and best practices. We have an ambitious calendar for this year, and while these plans may change, there are 6 initiatives at different stages of planning that I'd like to talk about today. I believe that these will be beneficial to regional journalists and news organizations, equipping you with digital skills to engage audiences online in a way that is challenging to do offline with vast distances and limited real-time data. First, we have in place a comprehensive training program for newsrooms, and we've discussed a lot today about the importance of training. We're looking to expand this even more this year. Second, we would like to deliver scaled trainings for tools such as the News Consumer Insights, or the NCI, that enable data-driven business and editorial decisions. Third, I would like to talk to you about the Digital Growth Program, and we are putting together a series of workshops with the aim to address key challenges that regional news publishers face in their path towards digital transformation. Fourth, we are working intensively and individually with a set of local publishers through the Local News Foundry, or Project Kookaburra, where we are experimenting with new business models and aim to share the lessons we learn with the industry. Innovation is at the core of everything we do, and the last two initiatives that I want to touch on are intended to support innovation in the news industry. We are planning a startups bootcamp to support early stage entrepreneurs in the second half of the year. And finally, we hope to bring another edition of our regional innovation challenge, which has helped some truly transformative ideas to grow and succeed. So let's spend some time looking at each of these. And I'm going to spend the most time on this first slide because I know this is really important to the audience here. My colleague Uma Patel, who runs this news training, journalist training program in Australia, has put together a comprehensive training program, and the three modules that are highlighted here are all intended to serve different purposes. The first module, Fundamentals, will help journalists get comfortable using digital tools as quickly as possible, and it will enable them to understand audience behavior with trends, train them how to find what they're looking for in this vast space that is the internet. The second module, Digital Verification, is critical to help journalists decide what is real and what is fake as quickly as possible. We will take you through the fact-checking tools that are free and available online and teach you practical things like how to spot if an image is fake or real. And finally, research and visualization is a deep dive on data. We all know that data is becoming even more popular. And this module trains journalists on how to source, interpret, and visualize data in a way that's easy for the audience to understand. This module also covers one of our tools called Pinpoint, which can turn clunky data like handwritten notes and PDF files into more structured data that can be interpreted, shared, and grouped by relevance. Moving on to the next initiative, based on the feedback that we've heard from news organizations and journalists over the years, we have built data-driven tools for you to grow your overall reader engagement. You'll see at the link at the bottom of the slide that these tools are available online. They're free to use via a basic Google Analytics account. But we've also found that it has been very useful to do audits and consultations with news publishers on tools such as the News Consumer Insight. Through these audits, we train the news publishers to actually draw actionable recommendations so that they can improve their reader engagement and even reader revenue. And this year, we would like to scale our efforts in this area, particularly with regional news publishers, so that we can deliver them the benefits of these tools at scale and help them develop a deeper relationship with their readers. Moving on to the third initiative, the Digital Growth Program is a comprehensive online set of resources, and this is designed to help small and mid-sized organizations succeed online, along the five key themes that you see here. The online hub that is mentioned at the bottom of the slide has a combination of playbooks and interactive exercises that anyone can access for free. But what we are in the process of doing is planning a series of workshops that will be delivered locally and will bring these resources to life while offering opportunities for real-time interaction. The particular focus in these series of workshops will be on regional news businesses with topics focused on revenue and data. This fourth initiative, which is the Local News Foundry or Project Kookaburra, is particularly close to my heart. Following the first edition of this project that was completed last year and which you'll hear a little bit more about later, we launched a second edition in collaboration with our wonderful partners, including the Walkley Foundation and led by Megan Brownlow. So Megan, if you're here, hello. We've selected five incredible local news organizations that do an amazing job of serving their communities. All five of them are from different states throughout Australia. We're in the process of working with each publisher on a new digital project that they have chosen, which they will launch publicly over the next couple of months. The goal of this project is to work intensively with them during this period to assist them and then track the monetization and impact of these digital projects. We hope that not only can we drive impact for these very deserving news organizations, but that we can also demonstrate pathways to building financially sustainable regional news businesses. The fifth initiative is the Startups Bootcamp. And this is, while this has been done in other parts, we haven't really tried this in APAC. So we're excited to see if we can bring this to Australia this year. This bootcamp aims to provide pre-launch or even early stage support to news entrepreneurs. And we know that there is very little out there that will really provide practical steps of launching a new journalism venture. This is why the Startups Bootcamp was conceived, and it's intended to help aspiring news entrepreneurs prove that there is a need and audience for their idea, build their news product, and set them on the path to financial sustainability. The program would be again delivered locally over 8 weeks, providing one-on-one coaching and a highly structured learning and testing environment with the objective that participants are subsequently able to launch a news product. And finally, the GNI Innovation Challenge, which we've run previously a few times. Through rounds of regional funding, the Innovation Challenge aims to empower news organizations from around the world so that they can demonstrate new thinking in online journalism. And in turn, we share the knowledge generated from these projects with the news industry. Some of our most rewarding success stories of regional newsrooms have come through the GNI Innovation Challenge. And one example is Khabar Lehriya. Khabar Lehriya is India's only women-run rural outlet, and they have been the recent subject of an award-winning documentary called Writing with Fire. This outlines the incredible work of female reporters from marginalized communities in India. We are keen to bring the Innovation Challenge to APAC again after a successful run with 18 recipients from all over the region in April 2020. Before I end, I would like to share a short 3.5 minute video to outline some of the results that we saw from Project Kookaburra last year.
What we've seen in Australia over the last decade is a real shrinking of the production of news locally, a lot of closures, and that really intensified. So prior to the pandemic, there was around about 100 closures of local papers in the 10 preceding years. There's been 215 just since the start of the pandemic in Australia. So really, you know, major changes to the business model that are putting local publishers under a lot of pressure.
There's three reasons regional and small publishers are important for Australia. First, they cover the issues and events that metro and national mastheads are not interested in, local sports, for example. Second, they keep local government accountable, so they shine a light so corruption can't grow in darkness. And third, they give a voice to the local community.
We could see the big trends that were affecting publishers in Australia and internationally. But what we were aware of was that, like for many small publishers, they lack the in-house experience, the digital sort of smarts and capability to really make this transition.
Project Kookaburra is a bunch of real-world experiments. We did these with small publishers right across regional Australia. In each case, we were trying something that they'd never tried before.
We worked from the Narrandera Argus, which serves a region to the west of Wagga in New South Wales. We helped them think about how they could actually kind of create digital properties for a bigger region, a bigger footprint. Then we worked with the York Peninsula Country Times in South Australia. So we created a bespoke kind of microsite Farming Extra, which they created farming content and then worked to develop some digital revenue streams around that kind of very niche but valuable audience. We worked with an amazing publisher down in Tasmania called 40 South, who had been going for 20 plus years. We helped them transition from this very amazing, beautiful, infrequent quarterly print publication into a living, breathing digital publication. So we worked with a publisher called the Sunraysia Daily in Mildura. But basically what we helped them do was create a standalone section which told 100 different stories from their 100 geos. And eventually they created this kind of microsite. The last publisher we worked with was the Fassifern Guardian, who were the very established business founded in 1901, who'd been serving the scenic rim. So we developed the newsletter product, we worked on the branding, we worked on a whole load of sign-up kind of pathways for people. And then we also experimented with a kind of welcome series where people signed up. So over the 3 months of the project, we grew the newsletter list by more than 100%, 109%. And open rates, I think, for the emails averaged 49% over the 3 months, and click-through rates 14%. So all of those numbers were way above the kind of industry averages. The key things that we learned were that with the right approach, publishers whose business model is under great pressure can really buck that narrative. It's really about being dynamic and trying to seize those opportunities and really, you know, deploying and harnessing data to do that. Smaller local and regional newspapers just often haven't developed that kind of skill set within their newsrooms. For them, sometimes it was a real revelation to be able to know where audiences were going and what content they were consuming. So Google were very receptive to recognize the problem as we saw it, to provide the training and consultancy that we provided, but also additional work that Google supported. Without creating digital business models and that are sustainable, there's not going to be an ability for an outlet to have the public interest journalists that we believe is essential to keep that community healthy.
So what's next for Project Kookaburra? We're actually launching Project Kookaburra 2 as we speak. And again, more real-world experiments, focusing specifically on financial sustainability for regional publishers, and we will have some results next year. So watch this space.
Thank you, Megan and Simon. So here's how you can get involved. These are links to some of the things that I mentioned in my presentation, but please also feel free to email us. That's me and my colleague, Uma Patel. We can give you more information on the programs when we launch them, and we, of course, always welcome your feedback. Thank you for your attention, and I'd like to hand it to Lisa for questions.
Thank you, Shilpa. One quick one from the audience. They've asked whether the boot camp is going to include university students studying journalism.
I think so. I believe so. I wouldn't see any reason why not. I'd love to hear from them and make sure that we reach out to them when we launch the program.
Okay. Shilpa Mananwala, great to have you on this session today. It would have been wonderful to be able to go and have a cup of coffee with you now and dive into all these subjects in even greater detail in Tamworth. But we're doing it this way, and I want to say thank you. We are going to head to a break now. We'll be back at 1:45, and grab a coffee or a tea. Shilpa, thank you.